I've heard it called Lightwood.
Mm-hmm. In Florida?
No.
Okay.
From other girls from other different parts of the country.
Oh, mm-hmm. What do you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
And what about the stuff that's left after the fire burns down?
Ashes.
What color are they?
Gray.
Okay. What color is this?
White.
Okay. But ashes are not that color?
No.
Okay. Talking about the chimney again, what would you call a chimney on a factory? You might, of course, just call it a chimney.
Stack, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Smokestack.
Okay, and the thing I'm sitting in, you call a...
chair.
Okay. How about something that's long enough for two or three people to sit on?
Couch.
Any other name for that?
Sofa.
Anything else? Older words?
Love seat, but that's only two.
Is that's the difference then? It's a smaller piece?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear the word davenant?
No.
Okay. How about a piece of furniture in the bedroom with drawers for putting clothes in?
Dresser.
Does that have a mirror?
It doesn't have to.
Mm. Okay. So it doesn't, does it matter how tall it is? It's still a dresser?
Right. I just call it a dresser.
Right. How about a piece of furniture that you can actually move around that has space in it to hang clothes?
You can move around.
Uh-huh. It's not built in.
I don't know, I never.
Wardrobe or chiffon robe or cedar robe or armoire or armor or, no, huh? Okay. Well, what is the room that's built in where you hang clothes?
Closet.
Mm-hmm. And then all the things that you'd have in a house, the tables and the chairs, they're all pieces of
furniture.
Mm-hmm. And what are things that hang at the windows on rollers that you pull down?
Shades.
Okay.
Shutters? No, shades.
Alright, what are shutters?
Shutters are things on the outside of the wall that you close or bring together.
Mm-hmm. What about the things with slats that open and close?
Venetian blinds.
Yes, okay. That gets everything right there, doesn't it? Yes. If the door were open and you didn't want it that way, you'd tell somebody to...
close it.
Or...
shut it.
Any difference between saying close it or shut it?
No.
One less polite than the other?
If I said shut the door, that means you better shut it. No, it's different than if I just said, please shut the door. Yeah, I'd say shut is more like angry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear the term weatherboards or clapboards or clapboards? Siding?
Siding, I've heard.
Is that what that means to you?
Probably. No, I don't know.
Okay. If you were doing some carpentry, well, what is the thing that you hit a nail with?
A hammer.
And then when you hit the nail, you'd say, I did what to the nail?
Struck it.
Or, well, to get the same word a different way, when you get in your car, you...
steer? You drive?
Yeah, and yesterday you...
drove.
And you have...
driven.
Uh-huh. And what is the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
Mm-hmm. And the little things around the house that carry the water off?
Gutters.
And do you have a term for a place where the two parts of a roof meet and the water comes down?
Yeah.
You might have to put metal there to keep it from leaking.
I'm trying to think of the name of it because I always have to clean it off.
Mm-hmm. Your mother would say go out and clean off the...
she probably just tell me to go clean the roof. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know.
Would you call that an alley or a valley?
No.
Or a gutter?
I'd probably call it a gutter if I called it anything.
All right. What would you call a little building that's used for storing wood or tools?